T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. And I want to thank everyone that sent me some well wishes over the last day. I wasn't feeling so hot, so I had to call in sick last night, and now tonight, I'm just disappointed. I'm disappointed that this is the way the Cardinals season ends. After the excitement of that Braves series, they gave so much hope. And it was so fun to see that and so fun to watch that. And then to see them fizzle out with a whimper when they got to the NLCS and then get swept. Oh, it was just hard to watch that. And see, we're already getting text messages. Arnie text in, we are very disappointed by the Cardinals' performance in the National League playoffs against the Nationals. Arnie from O'Fallon, thank you for that. Let me point this out real quick. And I want to get your gauge on what just happened here. And we'll open up the phone lines at 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I want you to be raw with me because we could be positive all day. And I feel like this is what happens. A season ends and you hear these lines. People will say, well, if you would have told us at the All-Star break that we would have went to the NLCS, then we would have taken that and we would have been happy with that. And I think it's a way for people to try to keep positive in a time when there's a lot of disappointment. I almost feel the opposite of this. Now, I'm not going to pretend to be a lifelong Cardinals fan by any means. I know there's a lot of those that are listening to this program right now. But you know how hard it was to watch these games and listen to these games? Better goes up, better goes down, better goes up, better goes down. And you're thinking to yourself, what happened? Why can't they score some runs? Why can't they even get on base? Come on now. It's so frustrating. And I don't want to always look at the negative, even though it's easy to do that. And I know sometimes you force yourself to at least look at the positives. I've seen some people online make a couple of different comments. Some of those comments, they made no moves at the trade deadline. So they got, who would have thought they would have made it this far at a moment like that? Some people very proud of this Cardinals team. They won the division. They gave a lot of St. Louis hope moving on to the second round and past the divisional series. That's very important. But I don't know. I feel like this is still a letdown. I feel like it's hard to look at the positives right about now. So let me look at your calls. And I want you to just give me your gut reaction. Be positive. Be honest with me. Are you positive right now, as in you're looking forward to what the team could do next year? Or are you disappointed? You don't have to hold back. Let's go to Randy in St. Louis. Hi, Randy.
Hey, this goes out to Cardinal Nation. Look, don't listen to that skipper, Mike Schilt. He's condescending. He's a fake, a fraud, and a phony. He talk about all this competition. It wasn't no competition. They got embarrassed. They should be humiliated to wear that iconic Birds on the Bat uniform. Out of 36 innings in this series, they trailed 31 of the innings, never lived for one inning. Paul Goldschmidt, Marcell Ozuna, Dexter Fowler, Matt Carpenter, they should be banned from wearing that uniform again. This was if it was a title fight, they would have stopped it. It was humiliating. They got totally embarrassed. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Randy. Yeah, tell me, listen, don't hold back. Be like Randy. Tell me what your emotions are right now. Your emotions could be just like what everyone else is saying, trying to stay positive. But you don't have to if you don't want to. I'm not trying to force you into saying something you don't want to. And I will mention this with Goldschmidt, and he is a great playoff batter. I mean, that was one of the selling points of giving him that big paycheck, getting him here to St. Louis. That was the whole part. Well, he's never in the playoffs? I thought he was the guy that the golden bat, man. But he did so much in Arizona out there. Let me go to Frank, who's calling in. Hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Hey, I was checking out the game. I'm blind, and I'm diehard card, and I bleed blue for the Blues. And, man, when they win, you know, you're all for them. When they lose, you go, what happened to our season? Well, you know, we were only during the season a 500 team.
Yeah, for a long,
and
big quarter.
And near the end, we caught fire and kicked some butt for a little while, and our pitching kicked in. Now we're relying on luck and relying on cheapskateness to be cheap. I mean, it's a good thing to come in under budget and save a few bucks. Mm-hmm. But it's like the Cubs had to do. We either change managers or we change some new faces at the lineup. And I was just wondering what your thoughts were on the pitching staff. Will Wainwright retire?
I don't know. You know, it's after seeing what he was able to perform here in the postseason, you would think, but I think a lot of that has to do with him thinking this might have been his last time around, so he was pitching extra. I don't know how you'd be able to refill that tank. I really don't. But we said that last year about him, too, you know? I don't know if he's going to retire. He's got his statue over in China now, so he's got that going for us. Hey, thanks, Frank.
Okay, take care.
Yeah, and when it comes to Mike Schilt, I don't think that's all that bad. He gets to the NLCS, which is pretty good for someone that hasn't managed. And think about all the opportunities he's had in the past with the organization. But think of it this way. You take someone that hasn't been into the playoffs before as a manager in that capacity, and look what he did. I mean, he beat the Braves. That's pretty good. Now, is he going to be able to learn from this? I'm sure he can. I don't think you would want to jump ship on him. Dave calling in. Hi, Dave.
Good evening. Of course, I'm not happy the Cardinals are eliminated, but I'm impressed that this manager got this team this far. As far as I'm concerned, they overachieved. It was great managing by him. For example, take our top five starters. Of course, not all five are going to pitch in the playoffs. So take the top three or four and compare them to who's pitching for Washington, who's pitching for the Yankees, the Astros, the other three teams. They're almost all candidates for the Cy Young. We had one guy, an ace, that pitched lights out from the All-Star break on. And what is it? His second year, first year, going against Guy Scherzer, all the names from Houston, New York, and Washington, 10-year vets. A stack of Cy Youngs, their lineup up and down. We know all their names. They're veterans. We got, and I'm not knocking the Cardinals players. Like I said, they all overachieved. But DeJong, Bader,
Colton Wong,
Carpenter had his worst year of his career.
Oh, Carpenter,
How did we even get here?
All right, Dave. Thank you for your call. That's a good point. How did we even get here? Wow. So Dave is kind of looking at the positives in that sense. How did we even get here? It's a miracle that we did. Okay, that's interesting. Vaughn, hi. Thanks for calling in.
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, you know, I actually kind of agree with a lot of what Dave just said, especially the part about the other teams that are participating in the postseason, what their pitching staffs look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, Mike Schilt, I think he did a pretty good job based on what he had. You can't, if any blame starts to come to Mike Schilt's way, I just think it's headed in the wrong direction simply because he didn't take one at bat. But if you think about what Dexter Fowler, his performance, Ozuna, I think his performance was good against in the Atlanta series, but he definitely won't be back. I don't even know if the Cardinals are going to offer him a qualifying offer, but he shouldn't be back. And I was kind of disappointed in Paul Goldschmidt's performance. But overall, the Cardinals did overachieve. And I understand how the Cardinal fans, myself included, are all disappointed. But I think that this team, no one thought that this team would make it to the finals of the National League Series.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of disappointed the way that it ended. I mean, no one wants to strike out 40-some-odd times. But I just think if you look at the Nationals, their roster, they had guys that made contact. They took good at-bats, didn't swing at bad pitches. And their pitching was dominant.
Yeah.
So until the Cardinals get a pitcher, so I think Flaherty's going to be a stud. He already is. I think Dakota Hudson is going to learn from this. But until you get a Verlander or some of those guys on the other rosters leading your pitching staff, especially when you have teams that a Cardinal team that wasn't making much contact in the postseason, and the Cardinals are going to continue to have these issues if they make postseason. But I think Mozeliak made a few mistakes by extending Carpenter a little bit too early. Mm. And I'll leave it at that, and I'll hang up and listen. I enjoy your show also.
Thank you, Vaughn. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I wanted to look at a few things. So let's look at in the past. I had to look up Goldschmidt real quick because he was going to be the one that came in and was going to be able to give us that little extra push, right? Give the Cardinals that little extra that they need. And certainly he did very well. If you look back postseason batting, so with the series against Atlanta, five games, batting .429, hits at bat, okay? Then he goes into Atlanta, .083 hits at bat. Now, if you compare that to some of the other series, in Arizona, they took on Colorado. He had a .400. And then when they moved on to play the Dodgers, he had a .091. Same thing happened in 2017, a big drop in the first round of the NLDS when they were taking on Milwaukee in 2011 when he was playing for Arizona, 438 hits per bat. So maybe the Goldschmidt's good for the first round, not for the second. Historically speaking, you see that, but there's not a lot to grab from that. I don't know. And during the season, he played so well. And even here in St. Louis, he played so well. He was able to turn things around. I know people like him in the locker room. And I know the same thing with Mike Schilt. The players like him. They respect him. So it's hard to criticize what he was able to put together. And I think that if you were to look at this season and look at some of the things that worked this season, you want to be able to keep the things that worked, okay? And then you have to point and say, what happened to Carpenter, for example? What happened, you know, compared to last year to this year? What happened to fill in the blank? And then maybe you can take a little perspective on what this team's going to do moving forward. Maybe from the higher upside, they can start to figure out maybe at the trade deadline, you don't sleep next year. Maybe that's the lesson they learned for this. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Don't hold back on me. Go ahead. Give me your true emotion tonight after the Cardinals are eliminated. It's KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Got about 5 minutes here, and I want to take some more of your calls about tonight's Cardinals loss, swept by the Washington Nationals in the NLCS. Just tell me what your raw emotion is. You don't have to butter it up if you don't want to. Let's go to Jeremy. What's going on?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I want to start off with I feel disappointed, of course, with the Cardinals being swept and stuff, and was really hoping for at least a better showing in the NLCS against the Nats. But I was actually going to disagree a little bit with the couple of gentlemen before me. I kind of think the Cardinals not underachieved at least by getting swept, but I think this is right where we were supposed to be. We got Paul Goldschmidt at the beginning of the year, and that was the big bat that we were seeking for the past couple of years. And it just seemed like the team – the whole team, the whole offense couldn't click all together. Mm-hmm. We got off to a really, really awesome start in April. And at one point the Cardinals had the best record in the majors actually. Of course we had the horrible May, but it seemed like, when Paul Goldschmidt was hot, nobody else was. When Paul DeJong was hot, nobody else was. Mm-hmm. I'm only looking forward to next year. We've had Jack Flaherty show us some amazing things here this year, and Dakota Hudson as well, and we'll have Jordan Hicks back.
Oh yeah,
I think
I wish we had him.
Yeah, nice. I think Carlos probably stays in the bullpen. He's got the stuff for that. I'm looking forward to. I don't know if Marcelo Ozuna will be back, but if not, we got Dylan Carlson on the horizon. Nolan Gorman has been an awesome, awesome draft pick for the Cardinals so far, and he's got a whole lot of high ceiling going on. I think it sucks to get swept, but hey, we hold our head up and we'll win the division next year.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy. Good to hear from you. Hold the head up so we get some positivity there. Something Jeremy said, Producer Mike, the Cardinals ever lead the majors in the records? I don't think they ever did. Oh, 3 weeks into the season. Okay, so the very start of the season. I was thinking towards the tail end. Mike calling in from St. Louis. Hi.
How you doing, Rob?
Good.
About the Cardinals?
Yes.
Okay. You can't win them all. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you lose. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So, in any sport.
So really, you can't win them all. That's how you're feeling tonight.
Yes, because let's be honest, that doesn't mean bad team or any sport. Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose.
Yeah, it feels like the nice
way. You
can't
win them all the game. Like, you just can't be perfect and win every game all the time.
Yeah, it would have been nice if they would have won one of them, though, you know, in the series. Come on, just one.
Sure. I support the Cardinals. I'm not really some sport, but I do support the Cardinals, of course. I want them to win. I said, it's being honest. Can't win them all.
Yeah. All right.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Good to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
I think that is the positive way to look at it. You can't win them all. But you know what? You could at least get some hits, at least get someone on base. You can do that at least, right? Ugh. You know how hard it is to watch your players go up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, over and over and over for four games? Terry in St. Louis. Hi.
Hey, Ryan.
Hi.
Hi. I have to agree with the gentleman before me. You cannot win them all. I mean, there are two teams. There's one winner, one loser.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bottom line. And we played our hearts out, and we did our best.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened to them. I don't know. I don't know if they got scared or if they got nervous or what happened to them. But they didn't win it. You know.
Even after that momentum of beating Atlanta, you thought they'd be able to use that as motivation to get it going.
Right. Well, we 13-1. I mean, really. So we thought that I don't know if we got our heads above water or whatever, but I really just don't know what happened, but I don't know what happened to them.
Yeah.
They got there and they lost it, but it's okay. It's okay.
All right. There you go.
You know,
thanks, Terry. Good to hear from you.
You know what, Ryan?
What?
I'm going to come meet you one day.
Sounds like
I am.
You say that threatening like it's a threat.
No threat.
You know, one of these days, though, KMOX will let me go out on location somewhere and do a broadcast. That would be a great opportunity.
Well, do you know that I have, may I tell you something really quickly?
Well, we only got a couple seconds, so you can make it very quick.
I met Elliot Davis, and I've done I've done several interviews with many, many people.
Oh, okay.
Many newscasters, but I would love to meet you, and I'm going to come meet you.
Okay, Terry. Hey, thank you very much. We got to go to a break. We got to go to our CBS News, but thank you for calling in. How about, save it for when I'm on location somewhere, all right? None of these magically showing up stuff. That is too much. All right, we'll take some more of your calls, more of your comments coming up on Overnight America KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.